Can I ask who is 628-217-5500? Are you there, 628-217-5500? It's me, Mark. Nope. Let's try a third time. Hey, 628-217-5500. Who are you?
Not Thomas, is it?
So we're just not going to find out.
All right. Well, when you want it.
All right. Welcome. To the membership. It's colder out here than I thought. I may have to get up in long sleeves. Welcome to the membership meeting of May 11, 2023. Start with introductions. My name is Ed Chitty. I'm co-chair of the membership committee. Kara, I have a glare on my screen. If you would be point person for calling out.
Of course.
Next people to introduce.
Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, I'm Ron Hernandez, committee member.
All right, Helen. Helen. All right, well, I see Helen. We might just not hear her quite yet. Maria.
Hi, Maria Lacayo with HIV Health Services.
All right, and then Gwen is still connecting. Guilherme.
Hi, my name is Guilherme Stellet. It's my second meeting and I'm applying to be a member.
Awesome. And then the phone number we have calling in, 628-217-5500.
That might be Gwen, actually. Oh. I just looked up what, you know, Southeast Health Center number is, so that might be Gwen. But maybe she's having connection issues because I don't know. Your mic probably doesn't have, you know, the audio and all that down. Let's see.
All right, and then one more time, Helen. Okay, Mark.
Mark Molnar, Council Staff.
Okay. Helen's here. Crown.
Hey everybody, David Crown, also Council Staff.
All right, and then hi everyone, I'm Kara, Council Staff. And I think Ed just ran to get you a sweater.
I just got something warmer on. And if we could take a look at today's agenda, Kara, if you'd like to bring that up. And if members would peruse it to see if there are any changes.
It does look like since Helen has joined us at this meeting that she would no longer be on a leave of absence when she would attend a meeting here. Your LOA is done.
Gotcha. All right. Are there any changes to today's minutes? Hearing none, it will be approved by consent. If you could bring up the April 13th minutes, Kira. Okay, take a moment, members. Are there any corrections or additions to those minutes?
I think there is one. If you scroll down the middle, oh, there it is, right there. I don't remember saying Ace Hardware. CM as a group.
Should we check the recording for that? I mean, see, that seems pretty specific. I don't know where we would get. I don't know where we would get that other than
thinking Cliff Hardware. That's what I think I would have said. Cliffs. In context, that makes sense because that's in the Castro.
What if we just change it to a hardware store?
Oh, okay. A local hardware store. if I did say Ace, I meant Cliffs.
Yeah. Not a problem. All right. Are there any additional corrections or additions? Hearing none, I will consider it approved by consensus. And do we have any announcements? Hearing none, and we have no public comment, no public, so we'll skip that. Down to the attendance reports and letters. Kira, you're the star again.
Right, give me a second to just pull that up on my screen. All right, yeah, so we have Zachary who is requesting a retroactive leave of absence. And this would just mean that their leave of absence is through May, so they would be joining us back next month. So any questions about that? No? Okay. And then our current leaves of absences are Billy Cooper, Zachary Davenport, and then Helen Lynn, who is now joining us. So that leave of absence is done. And then Juba Kalamka. And that's it.
And we have no review of renewals. We have prospective member.
All right. So if I can ask Kira to open up a breakout room for us to put Mr. Stilett in. And can you pronounce your first name one more time for the group?
Yes, Guilherme.
Yeah,
you guys can call me G.
Or just G.
G is better.
All right, so G has left the main room. So let me pull up their application. All right. So we see here that Guilherme is a harm reduction coordinator and sexual health counselor with Alliance. Identifies as male, he, him, his, HIV negative, gay, lesbian, same gender, love, Latino. Negative user of HIV prevention services. Also a member of an identified high-risk, special, or highly impacted population. Currently employed in San Francisco at our local health department. Employed, we're in an agency that provides mental health services, substance use services, HIV care and treatment, HIV prevention, and services for STI. Works for FQHC, or Community Health Clinic. Also works for an organization providing harm reduction services. As a community stakeholder, can represent the following communities: immigrants, people who inject drugs, substance users, gay, bisexual, other MSM, people of color, trans population, women, youth. So just as a reminder, as a community stakeholder, this means you have either personal experience, personal lived experience, or you have experience as a service provider. Moving on. Why is G interested in joining the council? As someone who is passionate about making a positive impact in the community, I believe that joining this council will provide me with an opportunity to contribute to efforts to improve the lives of individuals living with HIV in our community. As a gay Latino man, HIV prevention services is an essential part of his health and well-being. Being a member of a group disproportionately affected by HIV, I must take proactive steps to prevent HIV transmission. G currently works for a community-based organization providing STI, HIV tests, and treatment, harm reduction, and safe sex supplies. As far as participation in community planning or health planning, He has always been interested in getting more involved with the community and its needs by attending public meetings, participating in focus groups and surveys, collaborating with community organizations, and advocating for initiatives. He believes in applying for applying for this council would help achieve these goals. Life experience as a 31-year-old native of Brazil. He has a unique life experience that has shaped his passion for HIV treatment and prevention. This has profoundly impacted him and inspired him to dedicate his life to helping others to avoid the same experiences. Since then, he's pursued a career as a sexual health counselor and harm reduction coordinator at UCSF. His experience has given him a deep understanding of people's challenges and barriers regarding HIV treatment and prevention. Other skills and expertise include, his own words, as a sexual health counselor and harm reduction coordinator, I have developed a range of skills and expertise that are essential to helping individuals prevent HIV transmission and access to care and resources they need to live healthy lives. One of my proudest accomplishments has been coordinating the founding of a proxy with the San Francisco DPH. This initiative has been instrumental in promoting harm reduction strategies and providing support to individuals who use drugs. In addition to my work with DPH, I'm also in the process of obtaining my phlebotomy license. This skill will enable me to provide more comprehensive services to individuals seeking HIV testing and other blood draws. And then finally, as a sexual health counselor at UCSF, he is currently engaged in a variety of activities related to HIV and AIDS service providers and organizations. He has partnered with SF State, Agalas, Levi's, and the SF Community Health Center to provide education, counseling, and support to individuals at risk for HIV or who are living with HIV. Additionally, he is involved in testing efforts with the UCSF Mobile Lab Van in the Tenderloin and Mission districts, providing access to HIV testing and other services to underserved communities. Through these partnerships and initiatives, he is able to make a meaningful impact on the lives of individuals in his community and to contribute to the broader effort to prevent HIV transmission and promote health and wellness. You'll see one of his references is former council member Ney Nascimento. Hopefully you all remember the delightful Ney. All right, I'll stop share. Okay, any discussion on this application? And if there's no discussion, looking to see if anyone's interested in moving this application forward for an interview.
So move. Oh, I can't. I'm the chair.
You can definitely move something if you're the chair. But any discussion first? Okay, Elaine moves. I guess no discussion. Oh, hi, Helen. Wow, long time no see.
Hi, I know. I missed you all. I'm happy to second.
All right. Okay. Helen seconds. Any opposed to approving this application for an interview, which we'll go into shortly? No. Okay. So we'll just say approved by consensus. I'm going to put up the interview questions on the screen so that maybe we can just go around and pick who will ask what question. We'll keep the questions on the screen so that you don't need to memorize them. You can just literally read them. And it's kind of nice for the interviewees to see the questions too, right? So just a moment. I need to open that doc. It's another moment. And there you are, Elaine. Hello. Live and in person. Okay, interview question. There we are. Okay. Share screen. All right, so we have 5 questions and let's see how many council members we have here. If we need be, we could always go into DPH to try to get a question. There we have Ed, we have Ron, we have Elaine, we have Helen. And Gwen, I don't know if Gwen's audio is working, so we might need to ask you. Yeah, Maria, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
All right, so who would like to? Gwen,
can you hear me?
We can hear you, Gwen. Gwen, are you able to see the screen?
Okay, great. I finally got in. Okay.
Gwen, are you able to see the screen?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, so we can do this with just council members. Okay, so who would like to take this first question? How did you hear about the Planning Council?
I'll take that.
That should be fixed.
And why?
Well, maybe fix that question when you read it out loud. How did you hear about the Planning Council and why are you interested in joining? Not and what? And you? You got that, Ron? You okay with fixing that?
I'll just need a verbatim.
Okay. Well, don't read the verbatim because you're going to read that at error. Okay. Who wants to take the second one? Tell us about any previous experience you have with community planning or program planning for people with HIV.
I will.
This is, okay.
Gwen, since you jumped in, how about you take number three?
I'll take number three.
Okay. I'm just going by who's fastest responding. Sorry, Gwen. Okay, and then number four is a kind of a long one, but the question will be up on the screen. We'll take four.
I'm happy to take that one.
So, Elaine, would you mind taking our attendance one at the end?
If I can read it, I can barely, for me, it comes, I'm working on my phone. I can barely see it.
Oh, okay. This is also a very strangely worded one. I mean, if you look at that last question, it's like, what do you anticipate might be cause for you not to fulfill your attendance expectations? You know, why are we forming a question in the negative that way? It just seems like a strange way to ask that question. I wonder if, Elaine, why don't you just ask, like, how do you, like, in your own words, like, how do you feel about our attendance requirements? Is that cool?
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah,
that's short.
Yeah, just ask. And if you want, I'll even throw that up in chat so you don't need to deal with that, very poorly phrased.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Everyone's fine with that. And of course, after we go around, if any of you have a follow-up question, you can ask additionally. And that includes you, Maria, as our DPH partner as well. Carrie, you want to bring our friend back in? Hey, G. So we're going to just jump right in with our different questions. Everyone has picked a different question to ask. So Ron will start us off. And the questions will be up there as well for you to see yourself. So Ron, whenever you're ready, start us off.
Sounds good.
Is it Guilherme?
Yes.
How are you? Thank you for being here at the interview.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask you a basic question. How did you hear about the Planning Council, and why are you interested in joining us?
So one of my friends, he used to be a member before he moved to San Diego, and he always like encouraged me to apply. And then I went there like last Monday that we have it. And yeah, I'm really interested. I'm passionate about the community and community needs. Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure, thank you.
All right. Any other questions on number one? Hearing none, I'm going to jump to number two. Guilherme, my name is Ed. Thank you for showing interest in the council. Your resume was very extensive, and we heard a lot of your answers to the second question in your resume. So I'm going to change the question just a tad. In your previous experiences that you've had with HIV planning or programming for people with HIV, what issue or experience was the most important for you?
Can you make your question again? Sorry.
Okay. You've had a lot of experience working in planning. Uh-huh. With people that have HIV.
Uh-huh.
In your experiences, what is the most important that you feel was your achievement in this work?
Can I say equal service?
Sure.
Yeah, for example, like I'm working with, we have a HAP right now, it's a health access point. And our group, our focus group, it's like API folks. But honestly, we try to have like a weekly service, like for everyone, the same quality for everyone and everything. So I think it's a good point to start a good service.
Okay. Question three.
Hello, my name is Gwen Smith, and I'm a council member. I've been a council member many, many years. So question number three, please tell us what specific skills and or abilities you would share as a planning council member? In other words, where do you picture yourself making the greatest contribution to the council?
It's a good question. Thank you. I think good skills, like I'm really good, like I'm a team player. I'm trying to be more organized as I can, like more as possible. I'm really good with outreach and retention too. Yeah, where I see myself in my picture. So I think I like to understand the whole logistic and everything. So I try to educate myself and know the needs of the council. I can, of course, I can focus in one thing, but I'm gonna be open to learn different things inside of the council too. So yeah, I see myself like everywhere to trying to learn and educate myself.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Helen Lin. I've been a member for a few years, and I had to take a leave of absence for a while during the pandemic. But it's really nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Effective community planning means that the group represents different points of view, and we have to bring ourselves to a consensus on something. This often involves a level of compromise from a lot of for the whole group. Mm-hmm. So when you are making decisions as a council member, what are the three most important elements you use in making a decision?
I should say, just like pay attention to the numbers, like surveys or study, whatever bring us data to make decisions. I think listening is a good one too. And check the community needs. Yeah, like number, listening, and community needs.
I just threw question 5 in the chat.
Question 5 would be, hi, I'm Elaine. Nice to meet you, Guillermo.
Nice to meet you.
What do you think, Mark, can you put up that question again? I don't see it.
Oh, it's in chat.
Darn it. Okay, hold on.
If you can't see chat, I can read it out loud for you.
Oh, how do you feel about our attendance requirements of a one full council meeting and one committee meeting per month? Thanks, Mark.
I see no problem. I'm happy to do that. Yeah, I see no problem. I have support of my boss, so it's all fine.
Good.
Thank you for your question.
Are there any other questions from the group? G, do you have any questions for us?
I have one. So I noticed when I was in person at 25 Venice Street, there is two options to be Zoom meeting and also be there present, right? I always see like Zoom link and things like this.
Yeah, it's a little tricky. I can go over that unless someone else in the group would want to, because it's sort of different rules for different things. So mm-hmm. far, it leads to three committees, the three subcommittees, as well as our ad hoc committee of PLWH advocacy group and our leadership committee of steering are all virtual. That could change. Certainly there's been discussion right here in this group about going back to in-person. Okay. You know, that's up to the groups to decide, but all of our committees are all virtual currently. Our full council meeting is definitely in person. There's some exceptions as far as people who can attend via Zoom. So if you have a current health, like a big health challenge that's ongoing that actually disables you, you can apply to be remote. And in the meanwhile, while you apply, you know, we'll certainly accept that. Also, we have sort of like 1.5 a state rep and then another sort of ADAP rep who it's within our policies to, those are remote mainly because the state doesn't pay for travel costs. Other than that, you know, if a person asks, a member of public or a council member, they can Zoom in. We do try to discourage council members from Zooming in, because if you Zoom in, you cannot, you're not there as a member. And so you can't vote. You're basically a member of public, because otherwise you're going against our Sunshine and especially our Brown Raker Act rules. So if you Zoom in as a council member, it should be because, like, maybe you are at a conference on the East Coast. Thomas Noble has done that before, but he Zooms in just so he can know what's going on. He can't vote. He's considered a member of public. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sounds good. Perfect. Honestly, I prefer like in person and the food.
Oh, yeah, we would want you to be in person because you would be considered absent if you Zoom.
It's also because, like, I know that the last email I saw like two links. One was like Zoom meeting and another one was the Microsoft one. And I was like, what should I do?
That's just our way of really discouraging people and by then, confusing.
Yeah, I opened the two links when I got it just to see which one's going to work. But yeah, thank you for your answer. Yeah.
Any other questions to and from the group? All right, so the next step is this group will discuss your interview and we'll make a vote. We'll have a vote on whether to accept you or not. I will give you a call after this meeting to let you know the results of that. And
sounds good.
Perfect. All right, so I'll wish you luck and ask you actually to depart the meeting so that we can discuss you in the interview.
Thank you, everyone. Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, back to you, Ed.
Back to you. I'm just going to say I think he would be an excellent candidate for the group, particularly being bilingual and speaking Portuguese. We're seeing a number of Portuguese-speaking individuals enter the community. So I think that his knowledge base and his language skills, his expression and his passion for working in this area all bode very well for him. I have a glare, but I think it's wrong.
Yeah, I have a question. Now, he is a consumer prevention services. Would he be considered non-affiliated, or is he still affiliated because he works for an agency?
Oh, he is considered affiliated because he works for an agency that receives Ryan White funding. However, we do look for people who also are considered as consumers of HIV prevention services. That's actually the role that David Gonzalez has as a co-chair of the council, and actually his friend Nay also filled that role. We need that. We need at least one, hopefully more than that, on the council because we're a merged council with the prevention council. But as far as Ryan White goes, yes, he's definitely considered affiliated. That doesn't mean that his ethnicity won't help improve our numbers. It just won't help improve the unaffiliated consumer numbers because he's not a consumer either. Thank you, Mark.
Anyone else with any questions?
I just have a comment. I'm excited that he is working for a health access point. You know, one of our newest city programs. So I think that's a unique and valuable viewpoint that we have.
Thank you for sharing. Anyone else? And I believe, Mark, does this have to be a roll call vote?
No, you can do that by consensus.
We can do it by consensus. All right. Is there anyone opposed to Guillermo being a member of our council? Hearing none.
Great. So I'll let him know that he has been approved by this committee and that it'll now go to a vote at the full council meeting on the 22nd. It'll be on the agenda. And I won't be at this meeting, Kira, so you can definitely, you or one of the membership co-chairs can just at pretty much say, so by consensus, the motion on the floor is to accept G. Does that make sense for either you or for Ed to? Okay, great.
Yeah. All right. Moving on the down on the agenda, we have done. We have all our dreaded demographic information and report.
I'll go ahead and pull that up. All right, so this is the epidemographic report. And this one, I mean, for both, we'll see no changes. This is the same as it was last month, but hopefully by next month, there will be a change. We still have the same target areas, youth, Latino, Hispanic, as well as Black, African American. And I'll go ahead and share the next one. All right. And then, so that does, we are at a total membership of 25. Does anyone have any questions about this or anything else to add, Mark? All right. Well, hopefully by next month when we meet again, this will have changed a little bit.
I'll add now that the attendance report is over that we have hopefully one person in the pipeline who is an unaffiliated consumer named, oh gosh, Ron, who's your friend's name?
She goes by Junebug.
And I had a very good phone conversation with her, very motivated, also very busy though. So I think she should think about this. And then, as you know, after the current COLA, which there won't be necessarily outreach going on there, after the current COLA, there'll be our needs assessment and two additional COLAs that are specifically targeting communities that we're looking for. So work in progress.
And Mark, that will be COLAs that we would be able to seek members?
Absolutely. We'll be enlisting folks like you. Like these are going to be COLAs who where we'll do, you know, the COLA type activities of the qualitative and the quantitative information. But we'd like to frame, not really frame, intro this meeting with me talking about the council and with a council member actually talking about their experience on the council. That's where we talked about, like, we'll give you some bullet points and all of that so that they can, you know, get our cards or whatever. And then after they'll have that, and then they'll go into the COLA. But at the start will be that outreach component so that if people are interested, especially after the conversation that they have with Kira and Crown, you know, these are the kind of topics that are discussed on the council. So hopefully that will inspire folks within the communities that we're looking for. We shall see. And I've already reached out, thanks to Maria and to Thomas, to two other youth serving agencies. I'll be honest, I don't have a whole lot of hope. But we're doing our efforts, and certainly any kind of support, as Maria and Thomas provided, is very much appreciated, whether or not we get anyone. The information is out there, though.
Thank you. Do we have the dates for the COLAs yet? Or is that to be announced?
Oh, that's far in the future. So we need to get, there's a current COLA now, which won't be an outreach event because it's a very specialized population, which is people who have had challenges around potentially losing housing. I think it's actually was just recently kind of reframed. So that's such a unique target that's not necessarily an outreach event. That's pure focus group. After that's done, the needs assessment and the COLAs will jump in. And so this one with Stephen Spano, our HCAP advocate, has to happen first just because of the very special nature of this community and sort of hard to reach community as well, right? After that, then we'll get some dates on the board, and that's going to be after Kira and Crown basically reach out to different agencies and see like when their support groups are available.
Does anyone else have questions about the COLAs or our outreach? Hearing none, I'm going to assume we can move on to the next item. And that would be the next meeting. Kara, do you have the date for that? I don't have my calendar up.
Yeah, of course. So the next meeting is scheduled for Thursday, June 8th.
And since it was brought up, just something for committee members to be thinking about. Do we wish to keep our meetings virtual, or would we like to meet in person, or do we want to be able to do a hybrid combination? And I'm just throwing that out there so that we can be thinking about it and maybe have a response on June 8th.
Sure. Would you like to add it to the agenda as a discussion
yes,
for next month?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was... Thank you. Are there, are there any other announcements or concerns?
I have a question, Mark. Have you gotten any calls about the posters, about the flyers?
No.
Okay.
I almost want to lie to you, but no, we have not. Don't forget, though, like the bulk of our outreach has yet to happen. Don't forget, the needs assessment has yet to get started, and same with the two specific focus groups. So we're not looking for anything probably until like June, you know, at the earliest. So don't give up any hope.
Mark, does the council have any booth space or for the Pride Parade?
No.
Is there an out? Are we going to plan any outreach during Pride, or is there just too much partying going on for?
I think there's too much partying going on.
So we'll
not that I'm a part of that.
We'll exclude Folsom also then.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Are there any other announcements or questions?
Oh, you guys, I do have one, Ed. If you guys can make it out there, but on the 23rd, which is probably in another week or two? We're having our community outreach. So we're going to be having our event with the survey. And our theme right now is having to seek information about everything that they need. We're also going to provide information about getting out and about after COVID, because we still see a lot of people still a little scared to come out and still do things. So we're going to have a special counselor coming out for that. So if anybody would like to come in and join us, it'd be great to see San Francisco there.
And what's the
I don't
location?
Know if we can join you, but I'd like to say that like that council support actually pays for the food and for the incentives for this. So
and
we definitely
you,
are supporting you with some money.
No, thank you. We're gonna have some Chinese food, so yum.
Excellent.
So, thank you guys for that.
Where is this exactly?
It's going to be in San Rafael off of, I'll send you guys out the flyer. I'll send it to you, Mark, or I have Nog send it out to you. It's going to be at the center for MCC. And
yeah, just send it to me or a Crown, or, you know, we'll just send it out to the full council.
Yeah, we'll do that. And it's going to be at 5:00. So, it'll be really pretty cool. It'll be interesting now that we got MCC involved with us too. So this would be kind of like the second year with involving MCC, because they get part also. They have services by us too. So it's going to be pretty interesting to see what the outcome is. And as we all know, we have a new board of directors for the SPAR Center. So it's going to be all interesting to see what happens now.
I was just going to ask where you work, Elaine, because I don't think I've met you before. Hi, I'm Maria.
Hi, Maria. I'm actually just a member here from Marin.
Okay.
Marin Council as well. And okay. Been
so happy to be there. Because you were mentioning MCC and that you working that it works with another program. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, MCC has now been a part of getting funded by Wainwright as well.
Okay.
Being part of it too. We've been joining forces with them for about, like, I think about 3 to 4 years already.
Okay.
And they have a little bit of amount of services for that who prefer to go to Marin General instead of having their own, the only people that we really associate to is with Kaiser, but they're not a part of us. So we give them an option. And then they still go to the SPAR Center for a lot of support there. So
I
should have also good there.
Okay.
And if I can talk Elaine up a little bit. So Marin, we're quite lucky because we have both a Marin DPH representative in Na and a Marin Community Council representative in Elaine. We actually used to have two because Elaine's brother Wade used to also be on the council. We'd love that with San Mateo, but unfortunately we have only a San Mateo DPH rep in Matt Gelbaker. We actually don't have and haven't had for many years. I think her name was Catherine many years ago from San Antonio. So we're lucky that we actually have both government and community represented on our council.
And it's been a joy working with both you guys from here and Marin. So it's always good to share information from both ends.
Oh, Mark, Charles, former council member, had expressed an interest of coming back to the council.
Yeah, Charles and I are kind of back and forth on this. I mean, his heart really wants to be back on the council, but I think, you know, Charles has a lot of, has just had a lot of challenges with cognition since his own health challenges. So, you know, we're still in contact. Charles is a friend of mine. If he ever feels up to coming back, we'll try to help him out with that. But there's just a lot of challenges there.
Okay. Thank you. Any other comments, concerns? If not, be well, enjoy the week, and we'll see you on June the 8th at 3:00. And hopefully there'll be new council members to consider.
Kira Crown, can you stay on?
Of course.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for all your support. Bye. Where's the leave button here? I can't find it. Oh, there it is. I have a glare.
Here, kick his ass out. Well, this isn't private. Okay. This isn't private.